Your SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is loading now. Today's SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, and online at PurdyInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And in the Sunbury Motors Studio East today, Kevin Herr along with Bob Buhner. Thanks for stopping by, Robert.
Good to be here, Kevin. We're anxiously awaiting the arrival of Mr. Jones.
He always has to make his grand entrance.
Apparently the police escort has not picked him up yet as he approaches the Sunbury Motors Studio.
Or the police escort is the reason he's slowed down a little bit.
That could
if
be.
If you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. So we're anxiously awaiting his arrival here on the top of the mountain. Lots to talk about, though, in the world of sports till Mr. Jones makes his grand entrance.
That's right. Sunbury Motors Studio is where Steve will be momentarily. Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's program, sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury. Find out what they can do for you with every piece of insurance your family could use. It's all available at PurdyInsurance.com if you'd like the details, and then visit them on Market Street in Sunbury to get everything all signed, sealed, and delivered. A busy day, busy weekend in sports. The NFL got underway with preseason. I did watch the first half of a couple of games this weekend.
Looks like the Kelly-coached offense from NCAA Oregon is making its way into the NFL.
Yeah, there was it was a quick-paced offense, wasn't it?
I think that's the way most teams are going. It's, you know, it's kind of a follow-the-leader thing. If it looks good on one team, everybody wants to try it, and apparently that's what's going on in the NFL.
Jack Ham may soon be out of a job if colleges pick up on this on a regular basis. Their color commentators and analysts won't be needed anymore. There won't be any time.
There won't be any time to get in the word because the play-by-play guys, like a Steve Jones, is going to have his mouth full. He's going to have lots of things
that's
to
right.
talk about in very few seconds.
Every time you turn around, there's another play going on. I did what I usually do, though, and Steve's talked about this too. In his younger days, he would turn the sound down in a game, and I did that for the Steeler game the other day. I turned the sound all the way down and called the game just to get in the habit of it. And my son came downstairs. I have to share this because I have to admit it was pretty funny. And there was one play where he made a great catch on the sidelines, called it, felt good about it. You know, I thought, oh, all right, I'm getting into the zone here. And Daniel turns to me and he goes, Dad, just want to tell you, he didn't make the catch. So I guess I need a couple of more weeks practice.
Yeah, well, preseason for announcers at all levels right now. Matter of fact, today marks the first official day of high school football in the Commonwealth. There'll be, 500 high schools more or less fielding teams this year.
See, and that's and again, makes August exciting because 500 teams feel that they can win a state championship. It'll cut that down to maybe half in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, because now this coming weekend, of course, will be the first round of scrimmages, then the second round of scrimmages, and then it's Friday Night Lights, August 30th.
That's exactly right. Four games on the stations of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation. We'll have Lewisburg all year on 100.9 The Valley, Sealands Grove on Eagle 107 at 107.3 FM, and of course here on WKOK, it'll be Shikellamy football all season, and Milton football on WMLP at 1380. And we talked a lot about high school football last Monday here on the program as well with Danville Ironman head coach Jim Kaiser.
We need a station for the Ironman then, because maybe we ought to talk to the boss about buying a few more radio stations. We're running out of spaces here for high school football, but that's got to have a lot of fans on the local level very excited.
Absolutely, and I know there's a lot of. I was wearing my youth football coach's shirt earlier today in honor of the first group that I coach now playing at the varsity JV level.
Is that good or bad?
Well, that's yet to be determined. We'll take a look at what happened at the PGA Championship a little bit later on as well as we continue here on the Steve Jones Show. But first, Above the Noise with Dan Patrick.
Ready for a quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, get them before they go to auction at Sunbury Motors. Go to sunburymotors.com and click on pre-auction blowout.
Like a 2006 Ford Explorer 4-liter XLT with new rotors and new brake lining, just $11,499. 2011 Ford Fiesta 4-door sedan, $12,494. 2005 Dodge Dakota 4-door quad cab, $12,994. 2007 Lincoln MKZ 4-wheel drive sedan, $12,995. 2006 Pontiac Solstice 2-door convertible, super low miles, only $15,521. And a 2010 Honda Odyssey 5-door EXL. Call for price, 888-536-8017.
All come with a Carfax report and our lowest price promise. Pre-auction blowout. 24-7 at sunburymotors.com, at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at our dealership, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Well, the more you talk, the faster I drove.
I knew that would get you here faster. And by the way, how great it is to see you as well.
Bob, it's great to see you.
Steve, great to see you. Who's Kevin talking about over there?
Where is he?
Yeah, I can't see him.
That's no different than normal, though.
You sounded great on the show, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much.
I didn't have a chance to tell you that when I came in. You sounded fabulous. What a great job you did.
All right, that'll be it for the Steve Jones Show today. Thanks, Steve, for coming in.
I mean, I listened to somebody actually, again, have to slip in that August is the best month. I mean, it's like being at the neighborhood bar. He's on his eighth drink, and he won't give. Okay, why do you think people in our business go on vacation in August? Because nothing's happening.
For you.
Hey, Mahone's here. All right. Oh, man, I'll tell you right now. I'll talk to you about my golf game for a second.
How good was it?
I played a course last week. Yeah, I had to take care of a lot of personal business last week. I had one day where I could really go out and have a good time. All right. So I played Highland Golf Links, okay, a Scottish links course on the Atlantic Ocean. Unbelievable. It's like playing in the moon. I mean, you know how many balls you lose at Susquehanna Valley Country Club?
Yeah, there was about five the last time we played.
Yeah, multiply it. It's a nine-hole course. Multiply it times nine.
Wow.
You'd have lost four.
That's a lot for you.
You'd have lost. No, I didn't lose any.
Oh, okay, that's better. Yeah.
Titleist puts on an extra shift before the Purdy Golf Tournament.
That's but true. There is a but because of President Kennedy, there is protected land all over the place on here. So if you hit it into the protected area, my son hit it in the protected area. He goes, what do I do? I said, just hit. I said, the turns will move.
All of a sudden, helicopters come flying by. Spotlights come down.
No.
It's kind of weird.
No, but it was incredible. Wind blowing.
So you thought it was like the British Open. You were there.
This is a Scottish links style course. The ninth hole is rated one of the toughest par threes in the country. And I hit a 9-iron in there that if it's 1 foot to the right, I'm putting for birdie from 5 feet out, and it hit the ridge and it went down. So I chipped back. I got a four. But still, it's incredible.
Which would have been a snowman for me.
You wouldn't have made it through this course. You never would. Seriously. You would not.
I would have waved the white flag at hole number four.
You would have done it on two.
Wow.
Two comes down a hill, dog leg. And it is. I looked around and said, this is great. And up over on the ridge is the Atlantic Ocean. It's on the cliff. They took a lighthouse there and they moved it back 400 feet 17 years ago because of beach erosion. Look, it's a golf course. Let it fall into the sea. I mean, you have to do that. August. August is the best month. I love this guy. August is the best month.
It's great. It's been fantastic for the last week and a half.
Nothing like a stirring preseason NFL football game to get the blood flowing.
Yeah.
Well, for the first half, it was entertaining to watch.
Okay. There's a Boston station. You know, even Connecticut can get Boston stations as well. the Eagles played the Patriots in the opener Friday night. So I'm just flipping through trying to find whatever. So finally I get to the station. All right, because I didn't see the game. You know, I didn't see the game. I had, you know, all sorts of... Did you ever go through probate, Bob? All right.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. It looked like Oregon.
Okay. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
With the tempo of the game, Bob and I were talking about this, it looked like Oregon East.
Yeah, well, I'm going to talk about that in a second. They showed, you want to know the highlights they showed?
They showed Brady?
No.
And nobody else?
No.
They didn't show any?
No. They showed all of Tebow's plays.
Really?
I thought to myself,
I'm even amazed about that.
Well,
I feel like I'm in a bizarro world. He's the third string quarterback. Okay, you want to know what people tell me in Patriots camp?
What?
He can't throw.
But he ran well.
I've tried to tell people this. Oh, that's why last year the Tebow people, okay, the Tebow people, were like, we're calling. Look, I understand you love him because he has core values and he's religious and he's a great runner. When I tell you about how he plays as a football player, I'm just telling you how he plays as a football player. I'm not doing a character assassination.
No.
He can't throw the ball at an NFL level, okay? Which makes your Steeler loss even worse.
You know what? It's the preseason. What was the score at the end of the first quarter? That's all that really matters.
I don't know if they were keeping score.
Bob.
Yes, Kevin. Or Steve.
You and I will just talk for a while. All
right. Gotcha.
Now, listen, the guys that are going to play
today's
the game.
Today's show, by the way, is brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market
took care
Street
of that.
And Sunbury. No, I heard you took care of it before the break. I haven't taken care of it since the break.
Since
I value the Purdy's.
Wonderful people that they are.
Purdy Insurance, Market Street and Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com.
What was the score at the end of the first? Was it like 7-3?
It doesn't matter.
But that's my point. I don't worry about wins and losses in the preseason. I don't even worry about the second quarter. Well, that's not true, because I did worry about the second quarter because I wanted to see what guys were available to make an impact.
Now I want to talk about the Chip Kelly part of it. What really bothers me from an NFL point of view is why do they want to talk about slowing this down? You have 40 seconds between plays. If you wish to snap it in second one, snap it in second one. If you wish to snap it on second 39, snap it on 39. The defense has all sorts of advantages to begin with. They have freedom of movement everywhere. All 11 chess pieces really can line up anywhere they want on their side of the line of scrimmage. They can move forward, sideways, and all 11 can be in motion if you wish. If you want to take the four defensive backs and rush them and drop the four linemen back, you can do it. On offense, you are restricted to where you are. Okay? Your five guys up front can't move. And they're not eligible to do anything beyond the line of scrimmage except throw a block downfield once the ball crosses the line of scrimmage. You can only send one person at a time in motion, and that person then must be set before the next person goes in motion. The CFL lets multiple motion go, and they allow guys running toward the line of scrimmage. You cannot make even a flinch toward the line of scrimmage. So all of these movement advantages belong to the defense. Allow the offense, then, the opportunity, if they wish to go at a pace that keeps them off balance, go ahead. People want to see pace. They want to see flow. They want to see movement out there. They want to see action. They don't want to sit there, we're going to reset the ball. Put the ball down and let them play. And that bothers me. Again, Penn State wants to run NASCAR. Let them run NASCAR. That fans get juiced when they see this.
No question.
This is an entertainment deal, okay? It's an entertainment situation. And people, what is entertaining is action to people. Okay? That's one of the reasons why you don't have your moments. You don't move a lot.
I don't have a lot of action.
No, you don't move a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
But that's what they want. Let them go. Turn them loose. If they want it, but because there's a risk with it as well. You can go too fast.
And turn the ball over to the other team in less than 30 seconds off the clock.
Well here's the other side of that.
But let them go. I mean, you can go too fast. You can go three and out.
Right.
Say you can go three and out and be done in 23 seconds.
Exactly.
And your defense is saying, excuse me.
I didn't even get a water break.
I mean, I don't even know where the Gatorade bottle is yet. All right. So that's what, you know, I mean, that's why when I hear items such as, well, we need to figure out a way to slow them down, stop them.
That'll usually does
three and out will slow it down.
I mean, you'd be amazed. You know, stop them.
It's going to be interesting to see how the officials react to this in the NFL because they tend to take their time, and whether what the league is going to say to the officials about how to get the ball back into play.
You'll see officials deliberately take their time more in the college game because every play is reviewed. Okay? And they'll take their time to place it sometimes in order to give the officials upstairs a little more time to look in case they want to buzz down and say, okay, look, it's under review. The NFL, you don't have that system. You know, you throw the red flag out there and you move on. Cody Jade's up next with the news.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Well, welcome back. We're brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Of course, the Sunbury Motor Studio, where we reside today in the Lawrence version of it. Boy, does he take immaculate care of this.
We called it Sunbury Motors East.
I mean, I came in here with a white glove. It was amazing. I usually use a gray one at mine.
Well, it's amazing what that obsessive compulsive can do for you when you're in the cleaning mode.
Everything's sterilized every week.
Yeah, by Mark himself.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. Not only that, but, you know, I mean, thanks for the Sunbury Broadcasting pads. These are probably Lawrence's and I'm stealing them. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. 800-795-9565. Should the NFL try to slow down the pace of play in the NFL? You know, if they decide to go with this kind of offense. Because, look, it's a copycat league. The second the Redskins came in with the H-back and had success with it. You know, again, the key is to have success with it. Once they had success with it, everybody went to an H-back style offense for a period of time. Well, if Chip Kelly has success with this, you're going to see people trying to take the pedal and ram it through the floor. The NFL's talked about slowing it down. So at 800-795-9565, should they slow down the pace of play, you know, or have ways of doing it? I say no.
I say no.
And Kevin isn't sure.
No, I'm fine with that pace.
800-795-9565.
I just think it's going to eliminate the color analyst in sports if they keep that pace up.
No. You know what? If you, I know the way Jack and I do it. You know, I tell him the same thing all the time. This has always been the way we've done things. We're two people having a conversation about a football game as it happens in front of us. And I told him a long, long time ago. In fact, I'll relate the story. It was back in 2000. Penn State's playing Pitt at Three Rivers Stadium, and he's rushing. And I said, we got to halftime. And I said, why are you rushing so much? He said, well, make sure you get it back. He says, I don't care. He says, what are you talking about? I said, I could care less. I said, make your point. If it's shorter, I said, then I'll just do more setup on where all the chess pieces are. I said, if you go longer and it's right up to the play, I'll condense it. I said, I don't care. He looked at me and goes, oh, my God.
Poor guy who was going pulling his hair out right. The first half.
I said, just take your time. So when you get in a situation like this, there may be points where if they're in a NASCAR offense, people want to hear what he has to say. And there are enough people who turn the sound down on the TV, even though it's not quite synced up, to hear what he has to say about the play. Does it really matter if it bleeds over? Or all the people in the stadium listening, does it matter if it bleeds over into the play? It doesn't matter. Because, I mean, it's that important. Now, there's certain analysts I don't want to hear more of, so that's a good thing. I'll be honest with you. I watched some of the Steelers game, a little tiny bit of the Eagles. Then on the NFL Network, I caught some of the 49ers, Broncos, and Tampa Bay. Oh, my goodness. It's thin out there.
Well, those are guys that aren't normally calling games on a regular basis.
Yeah,
except for the Eagles, because they're Oh, just like that. It was gone. Who did the game?
We could be here for a while.
He's looking it up on his little...
He does pregame for Dial Global as well.
Oh, Kevin Kugler?
No.
John Todges?
No.
Well, I've
he did the Phillies pregame too.
Our number is 800-795-9565. Jump in while he thinks of what's going on. But
Scott Graham.
Oh, Scott Graham's it's quality.
At least
pro.
I'm pretty sure that was Scott Graham calling that game.
Oh, now we're not quite sure.
No, it was Scott Graham. I just got confirmed. Thank you.
Very good.
Okay.
Well, you know, I was 99% sure.
So, I know you've been bragging to everybody in the station that you're going to steal the show tonight.
No, I stole the show all week last week. Well, at least the first 2 days of the week, anyway.
Yeah, you were best of the last three.
Well, it's hard not to. I mean, there's so much good stuff that you have. It deserves another airing.
You have A-Rod and the stocks in the square.
Oh, no. We did that. We took care of that on Monday and Tuesday pretty well.
Yeah, Doug Birdsong came on Tuesday, and
that's great. Doug's a great guy.
Doug's a character.
Yeah, you know he is. He really is. Penn State football. They did scrimmage yesterday. They're going to do a little. They're going to do some work. They've already practiced once today. They're going to practice tonight as well. They'll go once tomorrow. They're going in the stadium Wednesday. So far, so good. I mean, competition at the quarterback spot is a really good competition. There's nobody clearly in front, at least from my naked eye so far. But it's a really good competition. They both can play. They both can play. And they're surrounded by good stuff. I mean, let's face it. Allen Robinson is a cut above anything Penn State's had at the wideout spot probably since Bobby Engram. I don't think they've had anybody better than Robinson since Engram. And they've had some good receivers along the way. Now they have, like, the Brian Johnsons.
Brian Johnson,
like that,
absolutely.
And people like that. This guy, but he's better. He's better. The way he adjusts on the ball, the way he reads, he has a real pro look to him. Brandon Felder, and just as a memo to both of you guys, I know everybody still calls him Mosby Felder. He doesn't want to be called Mosby Felder. Well, it's Brandon Felder.
He got rid of the hyphen.
Yeah, he did. In fact, he did last year, and he told Jack and me about it last year, so we cut it out last year as well.
Fits on the jersey better that way.
Yes, it does, but it's also what the guy prefers.
I understand that.
Kevin Herr Mosby Felder.
That's a little long.
How about running back?
Three guys. I mean, Zwinak was red jerseyed. But he's out there doing everything. Lynch, of course, is certainly somebody that's going to be – he's a combo between what Belton does and what Zwinak does. And Belton's full go. And Belton looks good out there. This is where the sanctions hurt. There's so many areas where guys are penalized unjustifiably by the sanctions. And I'll give you a great example. When you have 85 scholarships – you can look at somebody and say, you know what, that's a quality run-on right there. He's giving us everything he has. Okay, let's put him on scholarship because we have four or five openings, through attrition.
Yeah, sure, excellent.
He's not going to get a scholarship. He's not. He can't. There's no room at the inn. You're allowed 65. Your flexibility is completely gone. And Darren Thompson, I'm using him as an example, okay, of what? I mean, look at the Kaiser family, for example. Gee, let's bring the Kaisers in. How much better is life since he went on scholarship? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, he came in as a run-on, walk-on player. Now he's on scholarship, okay? He's running first team.
As a D-back.
Yeah, safety.
Yep.
Today, but they're good at safety between him, Willis, Obeng. They're fine at safety.
A lot of people from Selins Grove are going to be very happy to hear that, by the way.
I don't really know. They're going to be in a 1A, 1B situation anyway. So, between he and Willis, one of them will start the game. It doesn't matter. They're both going to play a lot.
Now,
Amos is the other safety, by the way. But
Steve did. Who is taking his place, if anyone, doing the holding on the field goals, extra points? Or is Kizer going to? Is he doing that again?
Yeah, he holds. Butterworth's a backup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Holder. Yeah. And it's. But a guy like Thompson won't get a scholarship. There may be a guy that there may be how many of these run-ons that are going to be critical guys on special teams that may work their way somewhere into a rotation someplace.
Mm-hmm. How many guys are in camp right now?
105.
And that is the limit?
That's the limit. 105 is the limit.
So even with the scholarship limitations, they still brought in a full complement.
Right, because of the run-ons.
Yeah.
Because of the run-ons. They have 65 scholarship players, and they have 50 run-ons.
Yeah. No.
40 run-ons.
40 run-ons.
40 run-ons. Yeah,
I gave you the 5 sign on that. Sorry about that. Yeah, it's the 4 sign.
Yeah, 40 run-ons at this stage. That's what you have. I mean, you know, everything goes from like a kid like Jack Seymour, who's a quarterback, comes in there. Jack Seymour has a nice look to him. Okay, now he's not Hackenberg or Ferguson, but he has a nice look to him. His odds of ever getting a scholarship, unless something changed. I mean, you know what the sanctions have done? The sanctions have penalized people that don't deserve to be penalized.
Absolutely. That's exactly right.
Now, we've been saying that since day one, but nobody listens.
You know, I think everybody listens. Are you kidding me? In this
state? Not in the important place, though. That's what I meant.
Oh, yeah, with the NCAA. But they made their big point. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm just stating that, you know, that people know that those are the people that end up getting hurt. So there's a domino effect to this that people sometimes you don't realize. Darren Thompson's a perfect example. If Ryan Kizer, as an example, happened to be 3 years younger, Kizer family probably would never experience a scholarship for him.
Somebody be writing a tuition check from the Kizer family is what would be the reality of it.
Sure. I mean, somebody would have, because they'd have to pay his tuition if he were 3 years younger. He came along at just the right time, where the timing is great, where he proved himself, and they looked at him and said, hey, look, you know what? You should be on scholarship.
Is he a senior this year, or is he a redshirt junior?
He's a redshirt junior.
Yeah, he is a junior eligibility.
Okay.
Yeah, redshirt junior.
I don't know if you can talk about this, but one of the run-on players is a local boy from up the river, Brandon Smith. Any word out of training camp on him? I know lots of people followed his career in high school.
Hold on a second here.
All right.
Actually have a little roster here.
Well, I was going to say, what, do you have to look it up on your phone or what?
No, I do have to look. I have to look at – it's one thing with the run-ons. I have to look it up.
There's a couple of run-ons from this area, aren't there?
All the time. I mean, because I don't think he's practicing.
Okay.
I don't think he's in yet. That's why I looked. No, he's there. I'm sorry. Brandon Smith is there. He was playing defense.
Yeah, he was a...
And he made a tackle in the open field. That's why now I remember. Because I looked over and go, yeah, look who ended up with Jordan Hill's number. Because he made a play in the open field. He's wearing 47.
All right.
So, yeah. So he's in there. And actually, he actually made a play in this morning's practice, which was actually a nice play.
A lot of people really think a lot of him, his ability on the football field from here.
Mike Wyand's another one, too, that's trying to run on for Mifflinburg.
Yeah, and he's out there. He's part of the 105. He's part of the 105. So he's out there right now. He's playing defense as well.
So the Susquehanna Valley does have a few lads on the Lions roster.
Oh,
excellent.
But see, this is one of – now let's go with the plus side of this, okay? The plus side of this is that you need 40 run-ons.
Yes.
This state is rich in football talent and rich in talent that wants to go to Penn State. Wyand and Smith are two examples of two young people that could have gone other places, maybe played in a different division. Okay?
Well, I know Brandon Smith was highly recruited by the Ivies and the Patriot
absolutely.
League. And could have had somebody write a tuition check for him.
Absolutely. And look where he is now.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to play for Penn State. Those are the guys that are going to be part of your heart and soul moving forward. Because they want to be there.
Oh, no doubt about
it. When you want to be someplace, you know, like, I mean, look at Kevin right now. I mean,
he wants to be here with us. Nah.
No, he wants to be at the beach. But that's okay.
That's maybe true, but I'm here.
Yeah. But when you want to be someplace and it means a lot to you, You can never excel at anything in your life unless you have passion for it. You just can't.
That's exactly right.
Okay? You can be functional. You can be good. But in order to be exceptional, passion must be a part of it. You must be fully invested, heart and soul, in what you're doing because it means a lot to you. To run on at Penn State, when you have other options, you're invested in your passion, heart, and soul to be there. These two guys are there. 800-795-9565 is our number. Jump in. We'd love to handle your questions, get your comments as well. 800-795-9565. Brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Kevin's here. Buter in the house here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
You just don't think about insurance. You buy a home. You take out a policy and you forget about it until something happens and you need it. Then you think about insurance a lot. My agent recommended insurance from Selective. Insurance for our home and property, jewelry, even the food in our refrigerator. Selective thinks about everything, so I don't have to.
Selective. Response is everything. Get to know us at Selective.com.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Purdy Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at PurdyInsurance.com. Find out what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
All right, welcome back. Great to have you with us. 800-795-9565. Brian in Mount Carmel's been patient. Hi, Brian. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Steve and Kevin. It's great to talk to you again, and it's that time of the year, and we can't wait for August 31st.
Yeah, we can't wait for August 31st. It's 2 weeks from Saturday. My goodness.
Yeah, you got that right. Well, we forget, too, about the high school kids. Well, can't wait for high school, too.
Well, they started today. But, they start practicing today, the high school guys.
Yeah, and the other thing is I heard you talking about the scholarships and all that stuff. Matt Lehman got one, too. What was it, last year, I think he got one?
Yeah, he got one last year. Of course, you know, it's amazing. You're in a starting spot. You should have one.
Yep. And, well, you know, all I can say is that I hope Tyler Ferguson wins the quarterback situation because I know his mother's going through a lot of problems. And, and if he doesn't get it, I hope he doesn't turn around and go back to California. But I hope, whatever happens, happens. But that's life, you know. People make decisions in life. And that's all I can say. But, I hope they have a great season, and I hope to see you at one of the games this year, Steve.
Look forward to it. Brian, join us in front of the Jordan Center about 90 minutes before the game, and Jack and I would be more than happy to take some time and talk with you.
Oh, yeah, just like I did last year, buddy.
Look forward to it, Brian.
Have a good one now. Bye-bye.
On our Facebook page, Jason Johnson asked about Austin Fiedler working on the offensive line right now. So he's on the offensive side of the ball, and that's where he's working at this particular time. So there you go.
You know, I kind of like to see how Jesse James and the tight ends really come across this year. I mean, I watched a little bit in the spring last year. I was really impressed with him a year earlier. Be interesting to see now what he looks like this time around after a full year under his belt.
James is a big-time player.
He's a big-time guy.
Yeah, but
he's just a big guy.
He's a big-time player, though, and he brings a lot to the table. Really is a very good blocker. Obviously, he's a receiver. He finds openings and does a great job of finding openings. Those are the best kind of players that you have to have, the ones that understand where the openings are. You also have Matt Lehman, which Bob pointed out in the break. There's another guy who picked up a scholarship on the way. I mean, he didn't even play football at Shippensburg. And now, you know, he's there. Kyle Carter looks really good again. And Kyle Carter, as often as we talk about James, because, look, he's a freak of nature. I mean, James is, you know, six foot six, 6'7", 252-3 pounds, and can run a 4.6 40.
And has very soft hands for a tight end. Yeah, that amazed me.
He does all that stuff. But then, you know, but Kyle Carter is one of those real difference makers that you can flank out, get him in a slot, cause a mismatch, play him at fullback, cause a mismatch. And then the other kid is Adam Brenneman. Adam Brenneman is going to be a really good player. He's still wearing the knee brace.
From Cedar Cliff High School, I believe.
Highly talented, touted.
Now, he came to campus in January, didn't he?
He's been in the whole program since January. So he has a feel for the offense now compared to where he was in April. And that feels going to be important because Brent Wilkerson's not there right now. So when you want to go with four tight ends, he's getting all the reps right now, and this is big for him. I mean, the doors, if he continues to progress, is open for him. And that's going to be, moving forward, important. Freshman players, I mean, Brenneman's one. Jordan Smith and Anthony Smith, the two corners, as backup guys. Brandon Bell at outside linebacker. Yeah. These are some of the freshman guys that I think that the door is open to them. We'll see how it progresses. This is a big week. This will be a big week. I would think that by Monday or Tuesday next week, I think Bill will then have a pretty good handle moving forward what his top 44 guys are. I think they have a pretty good handle on almost all of it right now. I mean, I think, you know, there really is nothing I've seen that has really changed. How about that? In terms of how the 44 looks. It's about the way, I put a depth chart down in my computer for Penn State about a month ago. There aren't many changes on there.
Well, the reason that I mentioned tight end, not only about James, he's a lot of the bit, but look at the depth there and the skill set that's there at tight end, and it's going to be there for a while.
Yeah, James is just a sophomore. Now, Lehman's a senior.
Lehman's the senior, right.
Yeah, Brenneman is a true freshman. Carter is now a redshirt sophomore. I mean, that's so young there. Wilkerson's a redshirt freshman as well. That spot's good.
Yeah. Wasn't one of the tight ends from last year moved to the O-line then?
Yeah, Gary Gilliam. And Gilliam is working at that tackle spot with Eric Shrive right now.
He's a big boy, too.
He's big. And not only that, but he has really good footwork. He's very graceful.
Yeah.
But he also has the long arms that you need to play the tackle spot. That wingspan is so important in terms of the ability to deliver good shock. And the length of arm helps you to deliver the shock in such a way that it repels and creates space. Top of the hour, Cody Jabe. More phone calls coming up, 800-795-9565. Buter, Kevin, and me.